Let us cut an apple open so as to divide it into halves. Now we can see the five parts of the seed vessel in the middle of the fruit, and we notice that each of these parts contains at least one black seed. These seeds are held in a tough skin, which forms the core of the apple. If the apple seeds are planted, they will grow into apple trees, but this will take several years. A much quicker way of growing apple trees is to take slips or cuttings from old trees and plant them in the ground. To what other plants is the apple tree related? It belongs to the rose family. The wild rose, the hawthorn of our hedges, the pear tree, the plum, the cherry, the strawberry, and the blackberry are all cousins of the apple tree. If you examine well the flowers of each of these plants, you will find that they are all very much alike in form, although some of them are much smaller than others. There are many great different sorts of apples. Some of these are best for cooking, while others are best for eating raw. Then there are the cider apples of Hereford and Devon, from the juice of which the drink called cider is made. Apples that have been cooked are much better for you than those that you eat raw, so I hope that you'll have most of your apples made into apple pies. When you eat raw apples, you should not eat the skin or the core or the seeds, for these parts of the apple are not good for you.